Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
At first, I wondered why it was called the novel coronavirus. There wasn't much novelistic about it. No plot, no hero, no ending. But COVID-19 was novel in the sense that we'd never seen anything like it. Almost exactly 1 year ago, things got bad. We stumbled forward, searched for meaning, settled for loss of our freedom, our sense of security, 500,000 loved ones. We've had to find new ways to grieve, work, learn, shop, socialize. Jobs were lost. Kids fell behind in school. Cases of serious anxiety and depression quadrupled. 60% of adults said they were drinking more alcohol than a year earlier. Domestic violence soared. We made a lot of mistakes. It didn't take the virus seriously at first. Didn't do masking and lockdown soon enough. We botched testing and contact tracing. But we got some things right. We stimulated the economy. We learned how to keep more patients alive. We came up with a vaccine in months instead of the usual years. That experience may help us develop new vaccines against HIV, rabies, the Zika virus. Someday, maybe even cancer and heart disease. We learned some lessons. Trust science. But don't underestimate ignorance. Even now, some people refuse to behave responsibly. Some states are opening up too early. So we may get another wave. Mask up. We learned the precariousness of life. One day we're fine, the next we're feeling like hell, running out of money, going out of our minds. We also learned the importance of family and neighbors, the danger of loneliness, the healing power of kindness. Cases are falling now. 14% of Americans are fully vaccinated. By this time next year, life should be close to this time last year. Life will never be the same. We'll be working from home, at least part-time. We'll still shop there, too, and stream much of our entertainment. Our kids will use more technology to learn. Why not? Doing stuff virtually can be easier, faster, cheaper, better for the planet. Of course, nothing will fill those 500,000 holes in our lives. But we will, at last, know peace, stability, restaurants, hugs. Missing for 1 year now, such joys will be all the more delicious. That will be novel. In the best sense of the word. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.